Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and good morning, and thank you so much for tuning with us in today and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. I am your host. We've got a great show for you today. I've got one of my really good friends. I feel like it's almost home week because Anne Marie's been in, and now Prudence Gensman. I don't know if you guys all remember her, but she's all about Mindset Reset. We're going to be talking with her on both of my shows today, and so I'm so excited. Welcome.
I'm happy to be back. It's been a while.
I know. And you've got a lot of things cooking.
I've been a busy girl.
I know. There you go. Well, we're going to find out a little bit more about that. How are you, Anne Marie?
I am very well, thank you.
All right. And, of course, Tom Spence. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's well over here.
All right. So, gosh, a great week ahead of us. I hope everybody's starting their weekend. And nice weekend. We got this nice weather. It's been good. Everything going good with you? There's so many things going on this weekend. I'm telling you, it's like, I mean, we've been giving tons of things away. I know you've got something you're working on, right, Amory?
I have a great event coming up tomorrow, a free event for families. It's called the There's No Place Like Cope Family Picnic and Hoedown. It's an event that benefits the California Coastal Horse Rescue. It's a full day of events. There's food, shopping, games, exhibitions all day long, 10 to 4. It's at the Santa Rosa Valley Equestrian Park in Santa Rosa Valley on Hill Canyon off of Santa Rosa Road. If you have any questions, give me a call, 805-728-7280. A fun-packed
Can go test out my pie that I'm making. They're old-fashioned
pie contest.
Yeah, so.
And you have made an avocado pie.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so yes. Don't tell me if it's not good, okay?
I don't think I've ever heard of avocado pie.
Me neither, okay? I went out on the limb to make this, to donate it, and they auction it off and everything, so we'll see how that works. But anyways, I am so glad that you are tuning in here to the Kim Pagano Show, AM 1590 KVTA. We've got lots of great things that we're going to be talking about. I do want to remind you of my show this afternoon from 2 to 3, and completely different guests, but we've got so many things that we are connected to, giving away, and just a few of them. Tom's going to talk about that, but I've got the California Jazz and Wine Fest. We got tons of calls last week. Keep your names coming in. We've got tickets to give away. We've got California Strawberry Festival. That's coming up. We've got Rubicon, Love Loss, and What I Wore. We got tickets to that. This weekend we've got the Ventura Beach Fair that's going on, and they've got an amazing lineup there. Also, I am starting to look at Mother's Day, and Anne-Marie, we took a little drive over to Old Town, right?
Yes.
And why don't you tell everybody about it, but it is actually over at Bella Capri Inn and Suites, and not only that, they have a restaurant over there, but this is like this really quaint little...
Right, the restaurant's called Old Town Cafe.
Yeah.
It's a cute little building right on Ventura Boulevard in Old Town Camarillo. We checked out the rooms yesterday. Fabulous.
Yeah.
They're so calming, serene, great value.
Yeah.
The suites.
So what are we giving away just so we could like get everybody excited?
We are giving away.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. All right. It's a one-night stay in a standard room. Or you can apply it toward an upgrade to a suite.
Which are so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. So sweet. And 2 VIP breakfast vouchers valid at the Old Town Cafe.
So let's start off right now. Let's give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's start off with that. Get your name in. All I want you to do is say, I want to stay there, and call right now and get your name and your number in for that. It's 25 room in, and it's a historical, it's the first hotel in Camarillo area, which is crazy. But not only that, it's just a really quaint place that you can go have a couple cocktails and walk right on over there, you know?
What a fun Mother's Day gift. gift. I mean, imagine just having, especially that whole area, so cute, so quaint, and have this beautiful, cute little hotel that you can stay and just be cozy and spend a night there. How lovely.
There you go. So that's not only it. Tom, what else do I have?
Lots of great stuff. Let's start off with food. Since it's the morning, we have Noah's Bakery, free dozen bagels. We also have the Good Morning Cafe, and that's a $20 gift certificate. And then a little later on, how about Red Brick Pizza, $25 gift certificate. That'll get you a lot of pizza at the Red Brick.
There you go. And I do want to do a little shout out to, it's becoming a family affair over there. I just met the sister-in-law, but they have homemade bread pudding. Mother's Day is going to be great. They have homemade beef enchiladas. And have you ever heard of peanut butter and jelly French toast with fresh bananas? Anyways, go over there. Good Morning Cafe. It's a perfect place to take your mom. It's all about moms, you know. We're kind of like heading, even though it's a week away, but I'm priming everybody. Make sure you get all that stuff going. Well, our first guest today is Cynthia Pascala, and this is going to be perfect too, because this is the best-selling author of the Hungry Hottie Cookbook. It's such a cool, it's so cute. She's beautiful, and I can't wait to find out about her. Also, Prudent Gensman is all about mindset reset, and we're going to be talking, what are we going to say? What are we going to discuss?
Today, we're going to talk about how to start living your someday dreams today.
Oh, we always put everything on hold, don't we?
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. And then we also have Julie Renee Doring, and she's going to be talking about 100% You formula. And you know, so many of us, we think that we have to live our lives through everybody else, but I think it's our turn. You think?
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. Again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And I call it kind of like our happy hour. This is time to get happy. This is the good life, right? I mean, that's what we've
absolutely
been. Absolutely. Yeah, we've been talking about that. Let's bring our first guest on. And I do want you to write down this phone number, 419-0008, 419-0008. Cynthia, are you there?
I'm here. It's so nice to be here, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. What a great book. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I am, I'm generally referred to as the transformational nutritionist. And what I really do is work to blend not just the science of eat this, not that, but also the psychology of why we know what to do but still won't do it, with the spirituality of sort of uncovering our passions and living from that place into one method, so that we can really eat from a place of passion and health and feel great about the choices that we're making without overanalyzing every day, every single bite that we're putting into our mouth.
Okay.
Well, and I think that's so important. Hi, Cynthia. This is Prudence.
Prudence.
I think that it's so important to look at those stories that run through our head and that other side of why we're eating what we're eating. Because I think down deep, everyone knows what's healthy to eat, but whatever story or whatever that block and the mental thing that gets in the way so interferes with making the right choices.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I think it's interesting that we look at the health of this nation, and really it's a global issue now. No, it's no longer limited to just the U.S. And we see people who are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes earlier and earlier, more incidences of cancer, more people being overweight and obese. Yet there are hundreds of diet books written every single year. It's not a lack of information. It's a lack of really digging down and taking action. And it's these personal roadblocks is kind of what I refer to them as, that keep us stuck where we are despite having all the know-how.
I totally agree. And now, you know, now is this your only book?
No, I actually wrote a diet.
Oh.
I wrote the Peak Method a few years ago, and it was great. We've sold hundreds of thousands of copies. It was a best-selling book and workout program, and we have lots of people who've lost, you know, hundreds of pounds on its phenomenal program. But you know, Kim, what I kept seeing, and look, I have great friends who write amazing diet books, right? They're on the New York Times bestseller list every week. They do amazing work. But what I kept seeing with my own program and with theirs is that we tell you exactly what to do, but people still would, you know, quote-unquote, fall off the wagon, you know, and they would say, well, I know I'm supposed to do this, but it's been hard, and that was traveling, and this thing came up, and there's this other thing. And really, those are all just, you know, ways that we are sort of sabotaging ourselves and keeping ourselves overweight. So I really started to look at why we have all this information, why we know what to do, but still won't do it. And then that's what sprung sort of, you know, this Hungry Hottie brand and book and that whole thing into action.
Wow. So then where do we start? Where do you advise people to begin?
Sure. Well, I think the first place to start is finding your bigger why. And what I mean by that is, you know, we all have reasons we decide to lose weight or get healthy, right? It's like, oh, I want to look good in a swimsuit. Summer's coming. You know, we have parties we have to go to. There's a reunion coming up. We all have these sort of surface level reasons is what I call them. And so we choose a diet. You know, we sometimes pick one that's worked for our friend or one that we've seen on TV or read about in the magazine or talked to, heard a celebrity talk about. We choose this diet. We go on it, and for about a week, maybe two, we're good, right? And we might even last a little bit longer than that. But at some point, we get tired of doing what somebody else has told us to do. You know, people tell me all the time, I have no willpower. I can't stay on this diet. But that just tells me that you have a lot of willpower because you're not willing to let someone else tell you what to do.
I like that. I like that. Okay, yeah.
Cynthia, Anne-Marie, yeah. Anne-Marie here.
And so finding your bigger why is really about connecting to the real reason you want to lose weight. You know, what is that? Is it that, you know, you're afraid you won't see your grandkids grow up? Is it you have an ex-boyfriend and you want to make him jealous? Is it that you've never felt worthy, and maybe this would give you that sense of worthiness, of belonging? Because in that week or two when we think, oh, we want to quit, why am I doing this crazy diet anyway? Reconnecting to your bigger why will keep you going.
Cynthia, Anne-Marie here, but how do we get past that emotional eating roadblock that so many of us can't get past, and which is why so many diets fail?
Yeah. Good question.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's a big question, Anne-Marie, and I think it's a great one. And I also believe that it's not a quick fix. You know, I feel like oftentimes we want just like, tell me what to do and I'll do it. And we know that doesn't work, right?
Right.
But yet that's what we say we want. It really is reconnecting to this emotional level. And I think just taking it step by step by step, I think it's a practice. None of us, you know, came into this world as emotional eaters. It was something that developed after, over time. You know, one thing would happen, which led to another thing, and we looked at food to sort of comfort us and nurture us, and we saw food as the answer. And so undoing this cycle that we all have found ourselves in isn't as simple as a 1-2-3 step, you know, in 7 days and you're cured. So I think, Anne-Marie, you know, the idea is to start really looking at yourself and the emotional eating as two separate things. Right? And start really being present. So I know, and that's not easy. I get that. But when you reach for that bag of cookies because you're stressed or you're lonely or you're angry or whatever the case might be, it's important to start noticing what you're doing, right? Noticing your actions and being really present. And again, this can take a little bit of time, but when you start to say things like, oh, this is me and I'm reaching for the cookies, I realize I'm not even hungry. Let me take a look at what else is going on. You know, why is it that I want the cookies? What am I really trying to feed here? Because it's not a physical hunger, it's an emotional one.
Nice.
And so you look at that and you start to distance yourself from you and the action because you're not the action, right? Mm-hmm. And anytime we associate ourselves with that, then we feel bad about who we are, and that's not what we should be doing. We should, you know, it's about the action. And so once you see why you're doing it, then you can look at other ways to feed that hunger without food. And again, this is, you know, short because we only have so much time, but it's a process and you go through it step by step by step. And the first few times you do it, you may only say, okay, this is me and I'm reaching for the cookies and I'm angry and I know why I'm doing it and I don't care and I'm still going to eat the cookies. And that's okay, right? The next time you get a little further along the process. But what this all leads to is really being present and mindful in the moment and getting you up to the point where you can see why you're eating and make a conscious choice to do something different.
Great point. Cynthia Pascala, the Hungry Haughty Cookbook. I do want to remind all my listeners, whoever's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking about transformation. We're talking about nutrition. Obviously, this has been on my mind. We've been having lots of great guests for turning, you know, I mean, it's the time to get your life, your body, your mind, your soul on target. I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008 again.
Okay, so Cynthia, so we know that this is going to be a really difficult process. I mean, you can't just sort of say we're going to do it. You know it's going to be uncomfortable when you get to the bottom of what your emotional issues. But you do say that people eat what they are. So
yeah,
does that mean I'm a donut?
That was good. Oh, God.
If the donut fits.
Right? Oh, there you go. I like it. That was good. But and what does that really mean? Because our health, you know, I always kind of relate back to our cars. We put, you know, good gasoline. We maintain it. We don't do that for our bodies. Why?
Yeah. Well, That's several questions, and I think, you know, the first thing that you said about getting uncomfortable is so true, and I think that's one of our biggest barriers, because none of us want to feel uncomfortable, right? The reason we are eating from an emotional standpoint is because we have this hunger to feed, and the reason we have that hunger is because something happened or didn't happen, and it was sort of painful for us. For many of us, it was very painful, and who wants to go back there and just relive that whole situation, you know? So I agree that it's uncomfortable, but I encourage people, if you're truly looking for transformation and you truly do want this permanent change, to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because truly that's where the magic happens. Now, you ask about this whole idea of, you know, eating what you are. You know, so many times we hear people say, well, you are what you eat, and I used to hear that too, because I've had my own health struggle. I was overweight, I had horrible skin, cellulite in places I didn't know you could get it, I was very sick, chronic fatigue, all of those things. But when I would hear you know, you are what you eat, I would think, great, just like you, Kim, I would think, I'm a donut, and I'm a big old fluffy, oily ball of fat. And that didn't make me feel good about myself. It just made me want to eat more donuts. I don't buy into that. I believe that you eat what you are. Now, here's what I mean by that. If we are at a point in our lives where we're not happy in our relationships, we're not happy in our career, we're just generally not thrilled with everything that's going on, we find ourselves always doing for others and never giving back for us, and I know none of you do this, but I'm just saying, and you get to this place where you're like, man, I feel so out of place, you're so out of tune with your purpose and being here, that you eat from that place. You don't feel good where you are, you're not happy, and you're going to go through the quickest drive-through. However, I do believe that if we can switch that idea of thinking, and if you can really connect with who you are on just this core level, you know, the caring, the compassion, the value that you have. People don't find their own value. They look to other people to give it to them, right? You do all of these things trying to get other people's approval, and they say, oh my gosh, Kim, you're such a good girlfriend, you're such a good mom, you're such a good wife, and we get those kudos, right? That gives us value. But we need to understand what our inherent value is, because those other people and their kudos run out, and then we're just left feeling bad about ourselves again. So if we uncover who we truly are, and we see what a beautiful mission we have on this planet, and we operate from that place, those people who believe in their value and who are vibrant and loving their life and living out loud, they don't choose to go to McDonald's. They're going to choose foods that really nourish where they are at this point in their lives.
I love that. Living out loud. I mean, I think that a lot of us live, you know, we don't want to really make too much noise because, you know, we might, you know, rattle somebody else's life. But living out loud means you really believe in yourself.
Well, and the truth is that if we do live in this out loud place, and if we do make these healthy choices and we do step into that, other people are going to be a little uncomfortable. And we're also giving them permission to do the same thing for themselves. So imagine getting to come from this place, especially if you have children or if you have people, just even friends in your life, anyone, they get to see by example how to do that and take these steps.
Yeah. Cynthia, again, anybody that's just tuning in with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Cynthia Pascelli. We're talking about her book, The Hungry Hottie Cookbook. Give us like one, what's the biggest tip that we need to do to really kind of live out loud? I'd love that.
Well, thanks. And I think that we all should do it. And I just want to comment, too, on what you guys said about, you know, sure, it can make people uncomfortable. I mean, look, when we put our freak flags out there and they're flapping in the wind, people are like, whoa, what is she? What?
Yeah.
And a little, it catches them off guard, right? And they're like, I don't know. We do that. I do that. I see people. Look, I live in Los Angeles. I see people all the time.
Wait, what do you mean? Where are you at? I was in Los Angeles.
Right?
Where are you at, though?
We're in Malibu.
Oh, okay. That's still Los Angeles. Okay. I was like,
yeah, but I see this all the time, you know, but what you said too about, you know, you guys said it gives others permission to do the same. And I think that's so true, because nobody wants to be different, right? Because
right.
then you're different and weird and different. And we've been taught from a young age, you don't want to be different. You want to just sort of be that cookie cutter. Don't really, you know, push the norm. Don't question the status quo. And when we do that, we're looked at a little bit differently. But I think if we do that more and we give other women, because I love working with women, permission to do the same, think about what a revolution we could start. Think about what an example we could set for our children, for this next generation, so that maybe they won't have to deal with all of these emotional eating issues that we have to deal with. I think that's so key, and I'm so glad that you guys said that. Just
well,
wanted to share that.
Thank you. So leave us with one tip, and where do we find your book?
Sure. So The one big tip I would say is to really start remembering who you are. You see, I think that we know who we are. I believe that at our core. But I was working with a client several years ago, Kim, in her mid-50s, and I said, what if you had this whole day to do whatever you want? Nothing's off limits. Just what, like, makes you happy? And she said, and she thought, and then she burst into tears, and she said, I have no idea. Because she'd been doing and doing and giving and doing all being this all this stuff for other people, she'd essentially became who other people wanted her to be, and she forgot who she was.
We're
all smiling here, yeah, because we know exactly.
Yeah, you nailed this. Okay, like, you nailed this, because you know what? As a mom, as a wife, as a daughter, as an aunt, whatever it is, you do. That's what we do as women. We tend to give ourselves, our heart, our gut, our soul, and then, when it's our turn, we really don't know who we are. So I love that we left there. We'll definitely have you back. I'd love to carry on this conversation with you. Where do we find your book?
So the book, you can actually, for your audience, I set up a free page for you. You can grab, there's a 53-page preview of the book, because I'm a big believer in, trying something on and wearing it around the block a time or two before you purchase it.
Oh, I love it.
It's Hungry Hottie. It's Hungry, and then Hottie is H-O-T-T-I-E. You can just give me your name, tell me where to send it, and we'll send you a 53-page preview of the book for you to check out. There's amazing recipes, and you can also read more about what we've been talking about here, this bigger conversation that we're starting.
I love it. I love it. Cynthia, we're definitely going to have you back. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you, Kim.
All right.
Take care, you guys.
You have a really great day. All right. We are going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk with Prudence Gensman. Again, Prudence is Mindset Reset. She's been on my show. She's been a co-host with me for several years on and off. She's wrote her own book that's coming out. And not only that, you are not going to want to miss our next segment. So she is the founder and master coach at Mindset Reset Coaching. Stay with us. Let's do something right now. Let's give away a gift certificate right now to Good Morning Cafe, 419-0008, 419-0008, and you can go try some of their great food over there. It's right off of our Neil, and it's right in the 99-cent store right there. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show. Completely different guests, and it's going to be lots of fun. We have lots of giveaways. I do want to give away a 2 tickets right now to the Strawberry Festival, and this is the 31st
annual celebration, May 17th and 18th. And all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Keep that number by your side so that you can win some of these great prizes that we're giving away here. All right. So, Prudence, welcome to my show again, and thank you for being here. I know we're going to talk about how to start living your someday dreams today. Everybody puts everything off, right? It's not a good day. I got a lot of work today. What are all the things that, and why?
Well, you know, people often will say, oh, well, someday when I retire, or someday when the kids are out of the house, or someday when I finish school, or someday when I save up enough money. And it always puts off the dreams to some other time. And then people get upset and they see someone who is living their dreams and saying, well, it's easy for them, but it's hard for me. And so it's this push off, when the truth is we can begin reshaping how we're thinking and what we're doing and start taking steps to the someday. You know, people didn't get to where they are, the people that you admire for living their dream. They didn't get there by just waking up one morning and stopping everything and starting anew. It took a process.
Prudence, is this particularly hard for moms?
Is she pointing fingers at us? Right.
Well, sure, because when especially when you're a parent, you're not just consumed with everything that's going on for yourself. You are now overseeing your children. And the truth is you can still take steps to that someday thing that you're wanting, so that either you can start doing it while you have the children still at home, or it is something that as soon as you're in a spot where you can step into it and the children maybe don't need you as much, then you can begin. It just depends on what that dream is.
Don't you think men kind of have that too? Tom Spence, right? I mean, there's things that you've probably put off in your life, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so do you have almost like a, I don't want to call it a bucket list, but, you know, almost like a wish list, you know, God, I got a whole weekend by myself. I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to, you know, I always wanted to go fishing at this one lake, you know, so you always have to have all those things attainable. Isn't that correct?
Well, I think those are, like you said, kind of a bucket list item. Those are some great things that it is nice to know those things that you want to be able to do. But I'm even talking about the bigger dream.
Oh, you're going deeper than
I'm going deeper than that.
Okay.
That's why you brought me, Kim, right?
There you go.
To go deeper. But I'm talking about that stepping out and starting a business or starting a new career path or maybe leaving one. Maybe part of it's being able to spend more time with your children, or part of it's about stepping out. And we talked a second ago about living out loud. Well, stepping into who you really want to be and showing up so you can live from that best place within yourself. So the bucket list things help get you to that. And I think most people have a bigger picture of, they know when they're in their most joy and when they're in their most creative and when they feel most like themselves. I know when I'm most feeling like I'm fully expressing myself as Prudence. And I believe other people can know that for themselves as well.
Are you doing that right now?
I'm doing that
right
now.
Okay, good. Hey,
Prudence, you talk about there being six steps to live our someday dreams today. Can you quickly tell us what some or all of them are?
I sure can. First and foremost is getting clear, beginning to get clear with what it is that you want. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to know every single detail. That doesn't mean you have to know, oh, okay, my dream is to own a boat shop and it's going to have this many boats and this many customers and this. It doesn't mean you have to get to that detail, but to begin to see that that's where you want to drive your dream to.
So it's not a business plan.
Exactly.
But it is a life plan.
It's a combination, because the next step is really going to be setting and beginning to live from a place of intention. When you're looking at what this dream is, whatever this is, you want to know that you're creating it from a place of focus, not desperation. Not the, oh my gosh, how am I going to bring in more money to survive, or how am I going to take care of myself and my family, so now I'm going to have to make some dream up that I want to do. It's really being an intention and focusing, and then we begin to look at what steps we want to take. That's taking the action steps. What is it? How do I lay out what it is that I want to do, and where can I start from now? So that's step 3 and 4 kind of tied in there together.
Is action.
So step 3 is taking the step toward your desire.
Oh, taking the step.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then step 4 is really, how do you build that into your calendar? So So let's say, for example, since I threw out boat shop, I'm not really sure where that came from, but we're going to go with it. Maybe it's speaking to someone in the audience today. So that's beginning to look at, how do I begin? What's a step I can take right now that I can start today? Which could be, maybe I'm researching. Maybe the first step is researching, what does it take to own a boat shop, or what does it take to start my business? And then a second step might be, maybe I start taking a class on business etiquette, or I reach out and start networking to see what else is out there, you know?
You know, I think that so many things in my life show up when I need them. What's your thought on that? You know, because a lot of people are like, oh, I can't do it right now. But opportunity does tend to be there, and some people don't know it. What's your thought?
I absolutely agree with you, because I think when we begin to get clear on what we're looking for and we begin to take steps towards it, I believe that we become more open to seeing those opportunities that are right there. And so those are those moments when we go, oh, wow, I was just thinking of this today, and look who showed up. Or, oh, wow, I just needed this thing, and now it's in front of me and available. Why hadn't that been there before? Well, maybe it had been there before, but we just weren't clear enough to take a look and see it there.
So many of us have dreams, but we just don't follow through on them. What happens when the doubt does creep in, which is, I think, what happens a lot of times, or when others, you know, the people close to us aren't supportive of our dreams?
Well, I think it's a wonderful question, and it kind of takes us into step number 5, which is about involving others in your vision. So it might be that if you don't have that support system around you, and we talked earlier about how sometimes people will look at you strange, like, what are you doing? Why are you changing? Why are you taking these steps? First off, it's about beginning to find people who are supportive around you. And maybe part of it is stepping out of a comfort zone and saying, you know what, it's time for me maybe to work with someone else who's been there, who's been through these steps.
Mentors.
Maybe it's a mentor, maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a counselor, maybe it's a networking group and a mastermind group. But there are people, I always say this is important, and I say this to myself too, there are people out there who are already steps ahead of where I am and know more than I know, and there are people behind me who know, who are coming up behind. So there's always going to be someone that knows more, and there's always going to be someone that you can turn to and look for. There are cheerleaders out there to help you follow your dreams once you're open to receiving that.
And I so talk about that on my show all the time, about having your support team. Have cheerleaders in your life that want you to succeed, that want you to be, you know, as best as you can. And vice versa, you don't want to hang around people that you don't believe in them, and vice versa. It's got to be a mirror. And you guys, and we rise together. For anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, one, I'm so glad you're here. I really, you know, this is all about having your best life, living your dreams, making them come true for you in whatever area of your life that is. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Prudent Gensman. We're talking about mindset reset here on AM 1590 KVTA. So where do we go from there?
Well, so if we've surrounded ourselves, we've started creating steps and an action plan, we begin kind of in step 4 to start calendaring in your calendar time to take these steps.
That is a big thing. And yes, I'm going to just say, it's almost like you make an appointment for a meeting, or you make an appointment for a doctor's appointment. We don't ever make time to sit down and plan our lives or plan our next step.
We put it off. We put it as last, or I'll squeeze it in. And unfortunately, that just doesn't work. And what's also so very important when you're calendaring is to get rid of those things that you're just not going to do, period. You know, that I'm going to keep on my list that I need to go through the garage and sort out whatever, blah, 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 blah. Until you're really ready to do it, do not put it on your list.
Because it will suck your energy, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Thank you, because I have a whole list of things like that.
I saw it yesterday, right?
Post-its. I'm the queen of post-its. Post-its for all kinds of activities and chores and things like that that I just keep putting off.
Get rid of the things that you know you're just not going to do.
I have your permission.
Yeah, you totally, completely, 100%
thank you.
Have my permission. And then it's back to that intention versus desperation. Are you writing down those lists because that's just something that's boggling your mind and you want it down and you think someday you're supposed to do that thing?
Yes.
Or with intention, no. You know what? It is okay that I'm not going to do this. period. And if at some point the garage needs cleaning, and then you can set the intention, you know what, it's time. It's time for me to go in and take care of the garage. Otherwise, we weigh it down on ourselves. We carry it forward. It becomes this headache, this burden. And instead of doing what we love, we just keep dragging around with us that I got to go clean this garage that is just not going to get cleaned until you're really ready to do it.
Isn't that amazing?
Take it off the list.
And I really find that that interesting that everybody has, whether it's a garage or a car or a trunk or a, you know, something that, you know, they need to go through some boxes. Maybe they moved and the boxes are still sitting there. Whatever it is, I hear this really loud and clear. Get rid of the supposed to's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and live your life for today. I mean, that's probably your biggest message that I'm hearing. So I love it.
Well, and when we keep putting it off and in our head we just say, well, someday I'll get to that. Someday I'll live my dreams. Someday, someday, someday. We take away our own power. We can start doing things today. There's no need to take that away. And when we do that, we're teaching our family, we're teaching our children how to live that way. And we're just happier people because then we are living on based on intention and we are living based on our priorities. So we get to live someday today, and that makes our tomorrow even better.
Right. Where can people find you so that if anybody wants to work with you or you have your book coming out that we didn't really get a chance to talk about, but that's going to be coming out too. Where can somebody make a change in their life and create the life that they have always been dreaming of?
So you can reach me at either my email, prudence@mindsetreset.com, or you can call me at 805-409-7177.
All right. Prudence Gensman, again, Mindset Reset. I'm telling you, she's one of my really dear friends, and she knows what she's talking about. So anyways, our next guest is going to be Julie Renee Doring, and we're talking about 100% You Formula. And we're going to talk about Master Your Health. That's what it's all about. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Let's give away some tickets to the Canyon Club. Do we have anything, Tom, that you have?
Yes, we have tickets to the Canyon Club. And let's start. By the way, I heard the Bower Sox show was just great.
It was great,
people Facebooked on that like mad. So we do have for you coming up here. It looks like we can flip on over to Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Let's go to the Rubicon Theater.
Oh, okay.
At the Rubicon Theater, we have that play, another one that I'm hearing a great thing about. Everybody says, gotta go.
And each week has a different cast.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. Let's do that. Let's give away two tickets right now to the Rubicon and 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Come along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Mega Book stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for starting your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. I am Kim. We've got Prudence here. We've got Anne-Marie. We've got Tom Spence. And our next guest is Julie Renee Doring. Her book is 100% You Formula and How to Achieve More Energy, Vitality, and Focus by Clearing Hidden Blocks. I mean, that's kind of what we've been talking about. And to your unlimited success in quantum energy. You know, I do want to give out our phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. I do also want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3 today, right here on AM 1590 KVTA. I'd love you to join us there for more giveaways and more amazing guests. Let's welcome Julie. Are you there?
I'm here.
Welcome. How are you?
Thanks. I'm wonderful. How are you, Kim?
Thank you so much for joining us today. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you wrote your book and how we can help my listeners and all of us out there.
Well, I literally survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert, had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers, and I died a couple times.
Wow. Woo-hoo. Wow. Wow.
I was in a wheelchair for a year, told I would never walk without canes in unbearable pain. And on my journey, I discovered the human blueprint, our original design, how to use the quantum field, the energy field that surrounds each human being, and the master cell, which is the cell that is with you 7 days after your parents conceive you, to regenerate the body, restore youthful vitality and health, and bring the body back to 100%. And that's what I do. I work with powerful leaders. Jack Canfield is just coming on as a new client of mine. I work with lots of people, the Pentagon, the United Nations. I have a Google VP. These are people who understand that slight edge. Having their brain working at 100% and their body working at 100% gives them the life that they really want to live.
Wow, that is really powerful right there. I mean, so... Okay, so are you not in a wheelchair anymore?
I'm not in a wheelchair. Oh, my God, no.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And the doctors really felt that you would never walk again?
Yeah.
Wow. So you have an interesting story. How do you go and help other people that maybe can't overcome, or do you think everybody can?
Well, the cool thing is by using the human blueprint, I say most because some people have an agreement, a spiritual agreement, to have suffering in their life. But most people can end that agreement of suffering and move back into vibrant health. So I actually work with people who are critically ill, that are days from death, that the Stanford doctors told my client, Carolyn, that she needed to prepare for the end. And her husband carried her into me. And I was able to, the first day, remove 18 inches of death from the middle of her body, this kind of black energy that was taking over her body. And in the coming weeks, I was able to regenerate her body, remove the 7 infections that were killing her. And then finally, with Carolyn, she has such a special story. She was a nun, and she got married very late in life, had a child very late in life, to a wonderful gentleman who's 15 years older than her. So she was 40 and he was 55 when they married. And she said to me, Julie Renee, I'm just not going to be happy unless I can be with my husband again. And they had removed her colon, which meant she had a colostomy bag. So what we did was we grew back her colon, and they surgically had to remove the colostomy bag because she was having regular bowel movements. Her body was working well, and she's now able to, you know, be with her husband the way that she had really felt like she would have a half-life if she couldn't be with her husband.
So tell us more about, so when you talk about the human blueprint, what do you mean by that?
The blueprint is the original perfected design that we all were created from. And so it has perception, which is all the thought forms that inform our body how to respond. Essence, which is spirit, soul, life force. So spirit is the light that continues lifetime to lifetime. Soul is the protective chalice that keeps the light burning bright. And life force is the energy force, or the part of spirit that informs body. So life force, meaning it gives you strength, it gives you power. You aren't actually a human being until spirit enters body and life force is present in body. And you aren't, again, you die, you don't have life force anymore. So life force is from spirit. And then there's matter, which is everything physical, all the cellular body, the fluid, the muscles, the joints and bones and everything that's in the body. So, and then essence, energy, which is like the chakras and the fields around the body.
Okay, Julie, I just want to be clear here. So when you're talking about working with these people, you talk about exhaustion and fuzzy brain. Are you doing any of this through food at all?
No.
Nothing through food?
No.
So then what is the 100% formula, and how does that work? Is that part of what you're talking about then, the blueprint at 100%? We can utilize all that we have within us and contain within us to then maximize and become clear in who we are and what we're doing. Is that what the 100% formula is?
Well,
and also in your book, you talk about the 5 steps, right, to restart your formula. So, I mean, tell us a little bit. I think we're a little unclear of what that blueprint is.
Good. I'm happy to answer that question. So the blueprint that we were designed from is, I call it, in an easy way, you can say PEMER, perception, essence, matter, energy, and realm. The blueprint is all of the information, whether it be in the cells, in the body, in the energy field, all of the information that allows us to live 100% healthy. So again, perception being the thought form, essence being spirit, soul, life force, matter being the cellular body, energy being the chakras, the aura, the fields surrounding us, the access that spirit has to bodies, the nadis, everything that's energetic. And then the realms, which are the realm of embodiment, the realm of genesis, the realm of quantum, which is the quantum field. It allows us to regenerate, and the realm of amplification. And all of this is part of the human blueprint.
And how do we begin then? So, I don't think that, or my suspicion is that no one could probably be 0% of their blueprint, or they would almost not be in existence. So how do we begin to step more fully into achieving that 100% of our blueprint, the 100% formula? Where do you start? Where does that begin?
I know you have in your book here, and I do want to remind anybody that's just listening right now, that's tuning in with us, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Julie Renee Doering. We're talking about her book, 100% You Formula. Is it a mindset? I mean, like kind of what you were talking about, Prudence, is it a mindset? Like you have one thing here, you can do this. You know, go into a bathroom and repeat that you can do this. Is it a mindset or is it a body set?
It's neither. But both are important, and food is important, and water is important, all of that. The thought forms that inform the body affect the mindset. So, yes, being in charge of the thought forms and being in charge of your mind is an important element in being in charge of the human blueprint. Actually, I have a book that's out now called Your Divine Human Blueprint. It gives all the protocols and all the, it's an amazing resource guide. It's 558 pages of the details of the human blueprint, how to access it, how to regenerate any part of the body.
Interesting.
I cover everything in
the book. Okay, Julie, where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon or on my website. Amazon has both of the books, and my website, julierenee.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Oh, My pleasure, Kim.
You got it. All right. Stay with us. We're going to chat for a little bit when we come back. And let's give away, how about Urban Cafe? I was just there, had an amazing salad. And they've got their bread that's just, they make it all on there. It's great. Anyways, give us a call right now, 419-0008. 419-0008 for a gift certificate for two to Urbane Cafe. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. You know, so many of us get off on, you know, we have our best intentions in mind, and then all of a sudden we get a phone call or we walk outside and maybe our car doesn't, you know, it's like, how do we stay on track with our life? That's probably our bigger question that I love kind of, you know, we, Anne-Marie, we talked about the other day, you know, just getting out of bed. There's a lot of people that can't even get out of bed thinking that they're right. already worried about their day.
Yeah, I think, for me, I tend to, even before my feet hit the floor, I tend to think about all of the things that I need to do for that day, and it absolutely overwhelms me.
So,
and just recently, I've started thinking, okay, just get up. Get out, take the dogs out, go for a walk, do your run.
And you feel amazing.
And then you feel amazing, and then you can tackle the day. But do not think about all those things and overwhelm yourself.
And see, I would say part of it's just shifting how you're seeing that, because I do the same thing. I'll start in the morning and run myself through my day, and it actually helps to calm me.
Really?
Because then I can take on perspective of what I need to do, and then I know where to begin. So part of it's just looking at how you term it and maybe just shifting the energy with that so it doesn't bring you, why wake up with anxiety. And if part of it's if you find it works best for you to exercise first and then go through your list, perfect. But that's just a thought that we can change.
Yeah,
about
and,
what that
and
does
you know
to
I don't
us.
Know which one of you said about making a list and it's so overwhelming. I actually only take a you talked about post-its. I only take a post-it size and put five things. I look at like all the things I need to do and only make my five things. It's really four things that I really need to do, and one thing is something I really didn't want to do, but I'm going to take care of it today. Okay. And that's how I try to live it. So it's in a little proportion of my life.
Right. Well, I think, Prudence, earlier you spoke about how if we're really not going to get to these things, don't put them on the list.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest, you know, thing that I do that is
yeah,
no.
Because it's dragging you down.
It totally
because you're
drags
not even going to get it done today.
And I used to think, okay, if I get it down on paper, I release it from my mind. But that's really not the case because I look at it every day. So I'm not really releasing it.
Well, if you can get it down on paper once so that you see what's in front of you and then purposely say, I am not going to do this. And you take it off the list. Now, don't keep writing it down.
Oh, or have a master list of everything that you want to get done. But today, this is what I'm going to
concentrate. Today, maybe break it down into a smaller list for just today.
You know, it's funny. That's actually one of the big programs I do with a lot of my clients has been, how do I live based on my priorities? And how do I calendar that and schedule it so that I can make steps in all areas of my life while doing the things, the day-to-day tasks that need to get done? And it's something that it takes setting the intention, back to intention versus desperation, but it also takes just working on it little bit by little bit. It's just like anything else. If we're wanting to make big changes in our lives, it starts with little steps.
Now, Prudence, you have a new book coming out. Do you want to tell us about that?
Gladly. This is my book coming out is Mindset Reset, the formula for influencing powerful thoughts. And really, to me, this is the foundation of what Mindset Reset is. So what is that thought, or what's the story that you've been telling yourself in your ear about different areas in your life? And how can you change that to what you really want to be telling yourself? And then creating action around it so that you can start living from that new perspective, that new mindset. And so it's all about Mindset Reset and taking those steps. You can do this on your own. You can do it with
kind of
a group
of
people.
Right?
It's absolutely a workbook. So you have the chance to really sit and do your work. You can coach yourself on how to shift what you're thinking.
I love it. And where are we going to find that?
Ooh, well, you're going to find it on my website. You're going to find it. It'll be available both in print book and as ebook. And this summer, looking at June for a big book signing. So.
Ooh, all right. We're going to keep you posted. Anne-Marie, Prudence, Gensman, Tom Spence, and all my listeners out there, I do want to say thank you so much for being here. I want to remind you of our 2 to 3 o'clock show. We're going to have Burley Drummond from Ambrosia. It's going to be on. I do want to remind you of Sunday, May 18th, 1 to 4. We've got the California Jazz Wine Festival. Let me end my show with a moment of happiness, and a moment of self-compassion can change your entire day. A string of such moments can change the course of your life. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I want to tell you to have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match head. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.